changed. Yeah, it must have been the case before, but then I suffered from this long distance relationship so much, and we did everything to be able to move in together as fast as we could, and this worked great. I really thought I would have had more problems with living together, but it never was the case. And yeah, today when Philip sometimes has to go away at night for when he's having a concert that's far away, or also when he's visiting his family. Yeah, I almost never go on my own to stay away for a day or 2 days. But Philip sometimes has to, and I'm so not used to being alone anymore. As soon as he left the house, beforehand I think about what I could do when he's not here. But as soon as he left the house, I don't know what to do anymore. I feel bored. I cannot really concentrate on something. Everything is not as good as it is when he's here. And I'm basically just counting the hours until he comes back. So this has really changed. And the hugging topic. I'm not a very huggy person, and I sometimes wish I would be. I was. we had this discussion yesterday evening too. That's quite funny. When we were, I don't know how this came up between us. We were just chatting, and then this topic came up. And it's definitely the case that I'm not as huggy as Philip is. And but we did not talk about blindness and hugs, because I never thought about blindness as a important point in this. I don't know. I think when you're in a relationship, you're kind of close together. I mean physically. Oh, that's Jasper singing. That's very loud, I think, if you aren't used to it. In what I wanted to say, in every relationship, you're sometimes close to each other. I mean, you share one bed and one apartment, and so you're just together. And so I think the eye contact that's missing is not as bad. I think it's more of a problem when you are meeting new people, or when you're outside, or when you have a formal conversation. I think that in your relationship, it's not a big thing, I'd say, at least. And so, yeah, since, like I said, you're living together or being together a lot, you notice and feel when the other one would like to, yeah, get a hug, or I don't know, get a kiss. But that's definitely interesting to think about and to talk about. And I'm curious what others are going to say to this.